Welcome to the Level Up Your Life podcast with Erica Dale, where you will get real and relevant information to help you grow your network marketing business and level up your life.
Hey, hey, Level Up listeners. Happy Monday. Hope your day is off to a great start. We are going to continue on today in this leadership series, and I'll probably go a couple more episodes on leadership. It's such an integral part of network marketing. If you are a network marketer listening to this podcast, you may or may not be a leader yet. I've said before, you are a leader because you have to lead yourself every single day. But stepping into leadership and leading a team, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of skill. And so today I want to go over the 8 things that real leaders in network marketing must have. And the beautiful thing here is if you are not succeeding or excelling in these areas, you can. These are things that you can learn. These are things that you can practice. These are things that you can get better at. But the first step, as always, is just knowing what those things are. So I'm going to dive right in. So again, we talked about, you know, being a real leader. And I mentioned the book Network Marketing Leaders, How to Develop Network Marketing Leaders by Big Al Schrader. And I've said this a few times on the last couple of podcasts, and I found the actual numbers. And he basically says in his book, if you have one real network marketing leader, so again, this is that term real, you will be financially fortunate, or you are financially fortunate. If you have 2 real network marketing leaders underneath you, then you will be rich and independently wealthy. And if you have 3, 4, 5, or 6, you need to go recount. So it was even lower than what I've said in the last couple of podcasts, which is just crazy. And it goes to show you again, what I've been getting at is that real leadership is hard. It is hard, but it's also super rewarding. So let's dive into these 8 things needed to be a real network marketing leader. And again, just rate yourself. Getting to be aware, having that self-awareness is what this is all about. It's what this podcast is about. It's how we can develop. It's how we can hone in on the things that we need to make better. And, you know, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. And these things are, again, they should be a work in progress every single day. So the first thing that you need as a network marketing leader is philosophy. Philosophy. So how do you run your business? How do you run your team? How do you approach your team? Is it all about you, or is it all about your team? One of the things that I've learned over the years, and again, I've been in network marketing for almost 10 years now. That is crazy. It'll be 10 years next year, 6 years with my current company. And one of the things I have learned is it has to be about other people. It's one of the best things about network marketing because I am only successful if I go help other people be successful. Zig Ziglar says, you know, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So are you treating your business that way, or is it all about you? Now, if it's all about you, you'll have growth, right? I'm not saying that you will not see success or see growth, but you probably will never get to the level in network marketing that you really are after, right? The 1%ers, the 0.5%ers, the elites, if it's all about you. I watched a woman stand on stage and she had gone from a rank in our company, Pro 7, which is where I'm at, to Pro 8, which is about double what we're doing currently in my team. And she said, the moment I stopped checking my back office is the moment that I started to see the most growth. Meaning she stopped looking at her own volume. She stopped looking at her paycheck and she started focusing on helping her team succeed. She dug into her team and that's when she got those results. So again, is it all about you, all about your rewards, all about your rank, all about your check, or is it truly about helping others? And that's where a lot of us falter. And it's tough. I get it. But man, I promise you, if you can make that switch, you will start to experience more growth than you've ever experienced before. So the first one is philosophy. Number 2 is real network marketing leaders must have competence. Sounds pretty easy, right? But it's not. You must be competent in multiple facets. And again, these are skill sets that you can learn, that you can practice, that you can grow and get better on, but they have to be present for you to be a real network marketing leader. So competent in speaking, competent in training, competent in presenting, in hosting events. You have to be willing and able to do the do. So your team and others around you, but we're going to talk about your team, they will judge you based on your skill. They're looking at you to see if you can take them where they want to go. And if you don't have the skills, how are you ever going to teach them the skills? So they're watching you. And it's not to say that you have to be like the end all be all, you know, but if you can't even present a training to your team that they're, you know, latched onto and they're getting info out of, they're getting what they need from it. And it's not going to be every single time, right? We're going to have times where we're just not on our game. That's okay. But for the majority, are you competent at speaking and training, at presenting? Can you present the comp plan to someone? Can your team put you on a three-way phone call, Zoom, in person, and can you do a presentation? If not, you need to go and hone in on those skills. Presenting is a skill, and that's why it's at the top of the top are the ones that do it. Well, make yourself get there. Go practice. Go put your family in a room and do it for them. Then go practice to your team. Then go do it to a prospect. Then go whatever. But you have to hone in on those skills and get better at them. The one thing that you should always be doing is always be growing, right? Real leaders are always growing. They're growing their skill set. They're growing their mindset. But most importantly, they are taking the steps to do so. Number three is image. And some of you probably aren't going to like this one. You know, I work from home full time. I often, you know, go to the gym in the morning and then I just hang out in workout clothes the rest of the day. But your image is super important as a leader. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go and, you know, spend tons of money on the materialistic part of your image, right? Lashes, nails, Botox, like fillers. Like if you want to, if that's your jam, go for it. That's not what I'm saying. But are you dressed well? Do you have good hygiene? This one's kind of crazy, but are your fingernails clean or dirty? I know we don't always think about things like that, but guys, people are looking to you as a leader, or if you are wanting to be a leader, people are going to judge you off of these things. My friend Dave is awesome at this, and he owns a logistics company, so he is a leader in the traditional business world. And when he travels, which he used to travel a ton for his old job, he says, he's not wearing a suit and tie by all means, but he's always dressed well. And what that has gotten him a lot of times is upgrades on flights, is, hey, Mr. Bowers, go ahead and hop into this line. You know, it gets him perks just because he's dressed well. So think about that as you're leading your day. Now, I'm not saying like, look, I'm not getting all dolled up to sit on my computer all day, but if I have a training or a team call, or I'm gonna go, you know, meet a prospect for coffee, or I'm gonna go to dinner with my husband where I may see someone in my team. Guys, it's important to put your best foot forward, right? It's kind of like what we've been taught since we were young kids, at least I was, you know, dress well, dress your best. Again, that's not saying to go out and go and buy an Armani suit and tie for your day-to-day life, but put your best effort forward. Brush your hair, have good hygiene, make sure you smell good. All of those things will make you a better leader. So number three was image. Number four is vision. We've talked about this before. You know, Rob Sperry says, good leaders have vision, but great leaders give vision. Well, do you want to be a good leader or a great vision? So not only do you need to have vision, but you have to be able to pass that on to other people. This is part of what we talked about a couple episodes ago of getting people to take action where action probably wouldn't have happened without you. If you have good vision and you're able to pass that on to whether it be a potential customer, potential distributor, or someone already in your team, this is where you're going to really start to excel as a leader. So you have to be able to pass that vision on. Where are you going? You know, if you're sitting here listening to this and you're like, well, Erica, I don't even have a team yet. Cool. Go and share the vision of when you do, what that looks like, where you're going. Join my team or don't, but this is where I'm going. Go and have that confidence in your vision. And I promise you, you are going to see massive growth. People are attracted to growth. I think a lot of times this is a little bit off the beaten path, but when I see people go through a divorce, more times than not, it's because one person started growing and the other person didn't. We see it a lot in the bodybuilding world, right? So we promote drug-free bodybuilding shows here in Indiana. And we see it a lot when we used to do prep coaching, which we don't really do anymore. But we would see, let's just say the wife decides to do the show and the husband isn't into it, and the wife begins to grow. She begins to get confident. She you know, sees these changes that she's making in her body. And a lot of times it puts a divide between the husband and wife. Now, I'm not saying that's okay. But one other thing, we'll relate it to the same field, is we've seen, you know, just insanely, like, good-looking. One spouse is just good-looking. Like, the physique is amazing. They're in the gym every day, like, all of these things. And the other spouse, not so much. Not really their thing. They don't work out. But they have a rocky marriage. Why? Because what we see is growth on the physical side, that the spouse that has this rocking body and get, you know, is into their nutrition and all the things, but the other spouse is into personal development and growing in a business or some other realm. It doesn't have to be business. And because they're both growing as humans, their marriage is staying amazing. So where are you lacking on the growth side of things, and what vision do you have, or what vision do you need to get? And if you don't have your own vision, go adopt someone else's. Go adopt someone else's until either that one is your vision, and that's totally fine. Or you develop your own vision. Number five is you've got to have a game plan. Again, it kind of links up with vision. Do you know where you're going? Can you lead people into that vision? You got to have a game plan. You got to know what the heck to do in order to make that happen. So in our team, Team Heart, our game plan is ITT. I talked about this on several episodes ago. It was actually a three-part series. So if you guys want to go check that out, that is our system. Invite Tool Team. And now it's become our entire company system because it was so good. Do you have a game plan for launching the newest teammate? Do you have a game plan if someone's ready to run? That all has to be developed. You have to have that. And the cool thing about network marketing is oftentimes you don't need to reinvent the wheel. These aren't things that you typically need to come up with on your own, which is amazing. We are like super, super blessed to have one of the best that comes up with a lot of our systems. I don't have to think about those things. I just have to learn them and implement them and teach them and cast the vision. Now, if I had to, I would come up with them. But one other thing that you do want to implement as a leader, as a real network marketing leader, is sometimes you want to run different plays. And that might be separate from maybe what your leader is doing, or maybe you are the leader. You've got to understand how to engage those things. My mentor, Rachel Pekarik, she actually wrote a chapter in the book, Recruit Your Way to Six Figures, on how to implement game plans, how to implement strategy, how to run contests and challenges and incentives into your team to keep your team driven and motivated. So if you haven't picked up that book, I'm going to have a little shameless plug here. I've got about 50 copies left. You can find me on social media. And you can grab that book for me. It's $20 shipped. I'll autograph it and send it to you. I have a chapter in that book on growing your business, your network marketing business on social media, which is how I've created six figures, was completely on social media. So a little shameless plug there, guys, but you've got to have a game plan, and you've got to, as a leader, give it intensity. Now, I'm not talking intensity like you need to go and be like the spaz, energetic, crazy person bouncing off the walls, or super loud. That works if that's your personality. Run with it, right? My husband is super positive, energetic, like high energy, and I'm not. We really balance each other out. I'm a little bit more soft-spoken. I'm not really like super loud. I can be, and there are times when I am, but for the most part, I kind of just ride the even-keeled, like in between the highs and the lows on a day-to-day basis. So be who you are, but that doesn't mean that you don't have intensity, right? I have intensity, especially when it comes to my business. Number six is you have to be unreasonable. And a lot of people don't understand this one. They think unreasonable, like you have to be like you have to be mean, you have to, it's my way or the highway. That's not necessarily what unreasonable means. And I've got a couple of examples, but you have to be unreasonable with the way you lead, right? It just has to be. It's not my way or the highway, right? I coach my team very much as a democracy. Like I want their input, but at the end of the day, I'm the leader. At the end of the day, yeah, you want to go and reinvent the wheel, go for it. But that's not how I did it. Do you want to get to where I got and how I got there? Do you want to know how I did it? Right? I've had people come into my team like, well, can I go do like mailers and go put them in people's mailboxes? I'm like, you can. That's not what I did. Do you want to know what I did? Right? Why would you go and reinvent the wheel when you have someone that's where you want to be and they're willing to tell you how to get there? Don't make it hard on yourselves, but you do need to be unreasonable as a real network marketing leader. So a couple examples, Jim Rohn, he's one of the best. If you've not plugged into any Jim Rohn yet, you guys are missing out. Go and do it, like run. He's an incredible man. And he was unreasonable when it came to gossiping. So we have the pleasure of working with Taylor Worry. He's on our corporate staff and he's become one of my greatest friends in the industry. He's just an incredible human being. But he got to know Jim Rohn like as a person because he grew up in network marketing. And he said that Jim Rohn, if he was in a circle, like we're all sitting around having a conversation and someone began to gossip, he didn't say anything. He wasn't like, that's inappropriate. You don't do that. He would just stand up and walk out. He would just exit the room. And I think we all can take a lesson on that side of things, on gossiping, right? It's so easy to get sucked into that, but it's not right. We all know that that's not okay. But he would just stand up and exit the situation. He was unreasonable when it came to gossip. And then another story that I heard from my leader, was from Maya Angelou. So you guys have heard of her. She's an incredible woman. She was unreasonable. And one of the stories that I heard, she just had very, very high standards. And she never faltered on those. She was having a dinner party. And, you know, several people in her house sitting around the table. And one of the gentlemen told an off-color joke. And she pulled him aside, pulled him into the other room and said, "This is my house. I do not accept that. That is not appropriate and you need to leave." No questions, no ifs, no ands, no buts. The gentleman was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Could I please come back in? Could I just go and apologize? I really want to stay." And she goes, "Nope. I love you. We're still friends. There will be other parties, but you need to leave." You guys think about that when it comes to your business. Most of us are not being unreasonable. Right? A little drama comes into our team, like, oh, it's just not that big of a deal. It'll work itself out. Maybe you have someone in your downline who's just constantly back talking you, right? Every time you have something, they are just, well, I don't think that's how it's blah, 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 blah. You are the leader. Now again, I'm not saying to puff your chest and wow, that is not acceptable and you're out. No, it needs to be a one-off conversation, but that drama, gossip, the back talk, the undermining, that will ruin your business. And so you need to figure out what your standards are, what your non-negotiables are, and don't falter from them, right? And this can be in anything in life. This could be a life lesson. Like, where do you need to get unreasonable inside of your life, right? Is it in your faith? Is it in your fitness? Like my husband and I have our standards. And we have the floor of our standards, right? The lowest part of our standards, and we will never dip below those. So when it comes to our finances, when it comes to our fitness, when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our fun, like our date night, we have our standards and we will never dip below them. Now we may ride that line for a while, right? Because if we're in a season of maybe like massive business growth, well, our fitness may not be, you know, all in, There's got to be give and take, but we will never dip below those standards. We are unreasonable when it comes to that. All right, number seven is awareness. We talked about this last week. Awareness is, it's everything. You have to be aware of everything that you are doing inside of your network marketing business. You need to be self-aware. You need to be aware of your own energy. What are the things that knock you on your butt? You got to be aware of that, because when they happen, if you're not aware, you won't have a clue how to get back from them. It'll take you way longer than you needed to, because you don't have the awareness to understand what's going on. You need to have self-awareness on what drives you, what motivates you. Like, I know I am a red personality through and through. Like, yes, I have some of the others. We all do. You're always going to have a little bit of everything, but it's like 95% red and a little bit of everything else. And that means I am motivated by challenges, by incentives, right? Like, everyone's like, why do you run so hard when you have an incentive trip launched? Because I'm driven by that. It's not the trip. Yes, I love to travel, but guys, I make six figures in this industry. I could book a trip right now, and I'm not telling you this to brag, but I could book a trip right now anywhere I wanted to go in this world without batting an eye. It's not that someone's going to pay for me to go somewhere. It's winning. It's earning it. It's also showing my team what's possible, which again goes back to creating that vision, painting that picture. But that's what drives me and motivates me. So be aware of what drives you. Be aware of what motivates you, and make it about you. Don't go off of what other people. I have some people on my team, and they say, like, well, I'm a red personality and I just want to win. And I've never seen them win any of the things like that. Then it doesn't mean they're not winners. It doesn't mean they're not successful. But they're I feel like, and I could be wrong, I feel like they're just going off of what they think people want them to be. Guys, it's okay to be anything else, right? Maybe you're motivated by helping people. You're a yellow personality. You want to give. You want to give back. Run with that. There's nothing wrong with that, right? If you're driven and motivated by numbers and charts and spreadsheets and all the things, your green personality, like facts and figures, run with it. That drives you, that motivates you. So self-awareness, though, knowing what those things are. And then also, you have to be aware of your team. You need to learn the personalities of your team. You need to learn how to coach them. You need to learn who you can be utterly direct with. And you need to learn who you need to put kid gloves on. There's all kinds of personalities, and it's a beautiful thing inside the network marketing. But again, that's what one of the things that makes leadership so freaking tough, because you do have so many personalities. Like, guys, I am the type, like, if you just messaged me right now and said, hey, what's blah, 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 awesome, we're in a conversation. I don't need you to give me the sentiments and the good mornings and how was your weekends. And honestly, it drives me crazy. But a lot of people do need that. And so you've got to learn how to talk to people, how to coach people, how to really, again, what drives them, what motivates them. But first, you got to learn about yourself. Gary Vaynerchuk says the number one attribute to successful people is awareness. So if you want success, you better first become aware. And I find this a lot in, you know, inside of my team. There's a lot of people, they're just not aware. They're not aware until they become aware. And again, this isn't typically something that we can point out for them. They have to become self-aware. And until they do, they're probably not going to make the changes necessary to really step into that next level. All right. And then last but not least, guys, again, eight things here, eight skills of being a real network marketing leader. The last one is the ability to communicate. Again, a lot of these tie together if you're seeing a theme here. Like, if you're aware of your team, you're going to be having a better awareness, an ability to communicate with them, how to communicate with them. But again, these are on all paths. These are verbal communication, written communication. I'm not saying that you've got to have, like, you know, the best voice and the best grammar and all the things. Be you. But work on it. If you know your grammar sucks, work on it, right? If you know that when you're typing to your team, you're typing out these messages and there's, like, multiple errors, work on it. Fix it. You're the leader and they're judging you. They're judging you on your skill set. Again, I'm not saying you need to be perfect, but guys, I will be honest. I struggle when people type a really crappy, like, mixed message with bad grammar and typos and all the things. I'm not like, oh my gosh, I could never. But yeah, if you're trying to lead me, I'm probably going to be a little bit like, ugh, really? It's just laziness. Again, I'm not saying like if you're spelling, no, actually I am. If you're spelling your, you are, and you're spelling it your, guys, it's a, just get better. Just practice. Just be aware of those things. And again, I'm not saying you have to be perfect. And some people don't care. There are people in your team, they do not care. They just want the info. But if you're constantly doing that, like right now, my laptop, it's horrible. I need to go get the keyboard fixed. I don't know what's going on. Sometimes the T types, not at all. Sometimes the T types three times. So I have to go back in and edit my messages right now. And it sucks because I am very like fast paced. I want to get it done, but I don't want my messages to look like crap. So think about that. More times than not, that's going to turn people off. So especially if you're leading them, just do better. So the ability to communicate is huge. All right, so guys, there's your 8 things that real network marketing leaders need. And again, you just have to do better. Be aware. Practice. These are skills. And the beautiful thing about skills is they can be learned and they can always get better. So this was a little longer than I anticipated, guys, but I hope that you got a lot of value out of it. As always, I would love to hear from you. I want to know what you're getting from this podcast. So if this is bringing you value, do me a favor, throw it up on your social media. If you've got teams, you know people that want to step into leadership and this is a way they can do it, please share it with them. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. We'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a blessed week.
Thank you for tuning in to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. If you're loving this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you never miss any episodes. And of course, your 5-star reviews are much appreciated. Be sure to check out whoisericadale.com for more free content and tips to help level you up.